big issues regarding vaccines, and these are the things that I'd like to highlight. Number one, there is no education in medical schools that I am aware of, and being an educator at the Cleveland Clinic Lerner College of Medicine and Case Western Reserve University, I am not aware of education around vaccines, their contents, safety records, informed consent, or the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. We do not discuss that in 1986, Congress enacted legislation removing all liability from pharma related to vaccine adverse events. What are we taught about vaccines? We are taught to memorize the vaccine schedule. We don't discuss that almost $4 billion with a B has been paid to vaccine injured patients since 1992. For medical professionals, we expect fair balance, but vaccines seem to be absolved from that consideration. Number two, there appears to be a conflict of interest regarding payments to providers for completing vaccine schedules. And a corollary to that, which would be number three, patients are being dismissed from practices because of, quote unquote, vaccine safety concerns. If you bring up a question about a vaccine and you decide not to vaccinate your child, you may be at risk of being terminated from that practice. Absolutely deplorable and disgusting. Number four, and again to the Bailey family, I'm really sorry, but employers are forcing employees to receive the flu vaccine or face corrective action or job loss. And the fact that your dad was 6 months from retiring is... Number five, there's a lack of informed consent, and I was one of those providers who didn't provide safety sheets before vaccinating. I would tell the parents, these are the vaccines today. We're going to give you three vaccines in one leg and two in the other. And then after vaccinating either the child or the adult patient, here's your information sheet. And again, to be completely transparent with you, I had no idea that there was even a mention of the compensation program or a telephone number to call. Absolutely deplorable on my part, and I apologize to my patients. Number six, there's a lack of transparency regarding vaccine complications. And worse, you're being shamed as patients for suggesting that you were harmed by a vaccine. If I see a patient in the office and diagnose strep throat and give them penicillin, and either the mom or the patient themselves calls and tells me that they developed a rash, there is zero question. The chart now states they have an allergy to penicillin and will never be given it again. Why don't we believe parents and patients when they tell us they have had an adverse event regarding a vaccine? It doesn't make sense to me as a medical professional. I apologize for the being emotional. Number seven, actually I don't apologize. Number seven, why do the placebos in vaccine studies contain the adjuvants like mercury and aluminum? Aren't placebos supposed to be inert? In other words, if you're comparing, let's say, the hepatitis B vaccine against the placebo, why does the placebo contain a metal? If the concern could possibly be the metal itself that's triggering the autoimmunity that Dr. Lyons-Weiler had so eloquently spoke about. Number eight, why has the rate of autism spectrum disorder gone from 1 in 1,000 in 1990, as I was taught, to 1 in 48 in 2017? Is there a link between the toxins in vaccines and this significant increase in the diagnosis, not only of ASD? We certainly know about a risk of Guillain-Barré, but what about attention deficit disorder, mood disorders in children? and just the overall chronic disease epidemic in this country. I mean, we are a very sick population, and I'm not trying to be dramatic, but we're currently spending $3.5 trillion on healthcare. And what, honestly, folks, are we getting for that? As a physician and all physicians, we take the Hippocratic Oath and we say, no primum nocere, first do no harm. And not providing informed consent regarding a vaccine and then ultimately discovering patients had adverse reactions to that intervention is a direct violation of that oath. There is much work to be done in this area as pharma is literally racing to provide us with more life-saving vaccines. Let me tell you, friends, they are working on over 140 vaccines at this time. Beware. This is coming. Throughout 2017, I received a tremendous outpouring of support from literally all over the world. I just want to say thank you to everyone for helping me keep my chin up during a difficult year. My partner, Dr. Jessica Hutchins, who is working with me at Inspire Wellness, my family, of course, Michelle from OAMF and Stephanie, Dr. Lyons-Weiler have been in my corner. And what I now realize that this has been the kick in the behind that I personally needed to get out from under a multi-billion dollar conglomerate in order to really do the work that I feel needs to be done, both in educating the public and taking care of my patients that have any chronic disease, but in the way that I really feel they need to be treated, not based on protocols and not under the thumb of a watchful eye telling me I must do this or do that or risk termination. Please don't feel sorry for me. I believe the universe is calling me to do a higher purpose, and I will begin realizing that dream this coming Monday on January 15th when my new medical practice, Inspire Wellness, opens in Beechwood, Ohio. I will continue to fight for the rights of all patients, including the right to informed consent. And along with that, we must push to uncover the truths around vaccines, the real safety and efficacy data, not the ones that either the government or Big Pharma wants us to see. And we must begin to truly understand the direct link, if there is one, that I do believe, that occurs in at-risk populations for developing neurodevelopmental disorders like Guillain-Barré that Mr. Bailey suffered from, autism spectrum disorder, ADHD, mood disorders, as I spoke about. But folks, all chronic disease. This is all on the table, and we must keep our eyes and ears open. And as I learned when I first stepped into the Wellness Institute, be open to new ways of thinking. And that's what we all need to do.